brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I know I've said this to you before, but I really pray that it is food, not just a snack. It seems so little, and yet God's Word is living and active. God's Word has the power to change our lives. Open your heart more to His Word. Trust Him. So we look today, the first reading comes from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 23, verses 1 to 6. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people, you have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them, but I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them so that they need no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. God wants to take care of us in this life and to be able to bring us safely home to him. I want that. I've made mistakes. I've sinned. But I've gone to confession every time and know the freedom that God gives when you do. It's not, oh, that was a long time ago, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. Bring it to the Lord. I remember one time as a child going to confession, and it was just a new kind of confessional, and I went in and I knelt down, and I thought the priest was there, but I couldn't see him. I couldn't see anything. And I said, finally, after a minute or two, I said, and he said, oh, I'm just waiting for you to make your confession. And I said, oh, okay. But I remember as a child how that really confused me. He just expected me to begin and go ahead, and I didn't. I was just waiting for him to start the ball rolling. And I came out of the confessional, and he stepped out of the confessional, and we both laughed. Anyway, it's a childhood memory that, even as difficult as many of our confessions might be, it brings life, it brings freedom, it brings happiness. He loves us. And he wants us to know the freedom that only God can give us. So we look now at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. You know, if it's something very important, I take it right to the Lord at the beginning and say, Lord, this is what I think needs to happen. Please help me. Please help me. Show me what you want to do. And I'll follow it, but help me. Please help me. And he does. I didn't see him. Don't worry. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, sometimes life is very difficult. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. God is right here, right now, with us. with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Forever will be with him. My goodness, we've all made mistakes. We've all sinned. But what God forgives, it's gone. It's gone. Please don't be too shy. I'm sure the priest has heard anything and everything. Just take your sins to the confessional. I will pray for you. God is very good at bringing us back to himself if we open our hearts to him. You've not done anything that God will not forgive. Now we take a look at the reading from St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, this is chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, who once were far off, have become near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through his flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile both with God in one body through the cross, putting that enmity to death by it. He came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. You have access. Confess your sins, you have access to the Father. He loves you. He loves me. He loves us. I want to see you all with me. I pray that my time in purgatory will be short. I hope, I don't know. But I pray that I may see you all when we get to heaven, whatever our detours might be. If we get to heaven, that's what we want. That's where we want to be with Jesus forever. You don't have to wait your turn to see him. You'll see him. You'll know him. So will I. Let's prepare and live a life that asks for God's forgiveness, no matter how bad it is, no matter how hard it is. You'll have a tremendous rock lifted from your back if you confess your sin and know the freedom that God intends for each of us. Now we take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves for a while to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Look at that. God knows. He knows all this about ourselves. He knows our fatigue. He knows our pain. He knows the situations we're facing that weigh upon us. He knows. And he loves us. And he wants to care for us. And he wants you to know. Believe me, you say, "Oh, I'm not good enough, I'm not holy enough." No. Just go to confession and ask forgiveness of your sin, and God will visit you. I don't know when. Might be a year from now, might be 2 years, but just draw close to him and talk to him. I have a conversation with God every day that's part of my prayer. I just said, "Lord, well, this happened yesterday and it wasn't very good and I tried to do the best I could, so would you help me? I just do that. And God hears that prayer. I remember one time I wanted a book so badly that I wanted to read. And nothing happened. I couldn't get the book. I couldn't find the book. I couldn't buy the book. I was in a need and really needed it. And you know what happened to me? Not a stranger, but a friend, not a close friend, but we knew one another. She walked up to me and she said, you know, I thought maybe you'd like to read this book. Really? Really? I've never had that happen again, just so you know, that's not the usual occurrence at all. But that's what showed me in very real measure that God was right there. And it was a book I should read, a book I needed to read. And it was a great blessing to me. Brothers and sisters, he knows our every need. It doesn't mean that he just goes around and answers them all. No, because we're living in this life. But he's preparing us for the life to come. And so there are times when we will find our prayer after a year maybe or 2 years of consistently praying. God will see all that. He knows all that. He will bless you in some way for what you have done. Trust him. Trust him more than you do right now. Just say, every day, just say, Lord, help me to trust you more today. It might be something that someone else says to you. It might be a homily at Mass that touches you. But God will help you. He brings his presence to us in so many ways. So just say, Lord, Lord, I love you. Lord, thank you for being here. Lord, show me the way home to you. And believe me, he will. And when we all get to heaven one day or another, after the purgatory time, I assume, but when we get to heaven on our before God, how great it will be to be able to share how God worked in each other's lives. How God brought us close to himself. You see, he loves you at every moment, even when you sleep, even when you don't feel well, even when you're angry. He loves you as long as you come to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry I'm so angry, but there's reason to be angry here. How should I handle it? Ask him right in the midst. Don't just go according to your emotions. Just take a step back. Just say, Lord, what would you have me do? And if I don't get any answer, then I just do what I think is best. But sometimes, sometimes the Lord really speaks to me through somebody, or I look down at a newspaper or a magazine, and there was the answer I was waiting for. It's amazing how God does that. But, oh, brothers and sisters, read the Bible every day until it becomes part of you, because so much of our need is met there. So much of our need is answered when we read the Scriptures. May God abundantly bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.